Hey, gang. Actually, maybe I should start by saying, and from the new co-certified studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, this is National Bugle Radio. And then I should come in and say, hey, gang, maybe I'll get that worked out. Hey, gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio. And I just want to say, speaking of National Bugle, there is nationalbugle.com. I wish I could tell you to go there and donate. The website says I accept Bitcoin. I guess I do. I just don't know enough about it yet. So forget that. If you want to donate, either go to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on that donate button and send the money to RBN, or download the co-certified app. It's only $2.99. You will not regret it. But if you go to National Bugle, with the help, considerable help of Mark Dankoff, we've got this thing resuscitated, and it's got all sorts of interesting information up here. What's happened in the past 24 hours? Well, the big thing, which I'd like to talk about later in the show. Oh, and by the way, I will be taking calls. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And the number here at RBN is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. So Syria accidentally shot down a Russian military plane. This is from ABC News, top left-hand corner on nationalbugle.com. Israel was attacking Syria. And of course, why do they attack Syria? To protect ISIS, to keep the civil war going. Civil war. It's not a civil war. It's a foreign invasion. The Russian plane got caught in the crossfire. But of course, Israel says it has the right to attack anyone, anywhere because of the Holocaust and whatever. The funny thing is, you look at this article, which actually I think was sourced from CNN. And it says that an Israeli military spokesman tells CNN that over the past 18 months, Israel has attacked Syria 200 times. So they're doing it all the time. I mean, listeners to this show know it. Mark Dankoff, among others, but in particular, Mark Dankoff comes on with all sorts of good information. This is not conspiracy theory stuff. This is the Israeli military confirming to CNN that, 200 times. We've attacked them 200 times. 200 times. Now, we know that Trump has ordered those two military strikes in that same period of time, the past 18 months. That's 18 months means the Trump administration, basically. And, of course, what gets talked about and thought about a lot less is, what the heck do we have with U.S. military in Syria? There's U.S. military in Syria. They're not invited. That's boots on the ground. There's something wrong with that. Now, when you look at this op-ed article and this book by Woodward, and, you know, some other sources, is Mad Dog Mattis, James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense. I mean, we knew that he has been told. I mean, we have a mercurial president, but the president, at least at some times, has said, we're not trying to overthrow Assad. We're getting out of Syria. Now, maybe the next day, Ivanka comes to him and says, can I have a pony? Well, if not a pony, can you bomb Syria? Princess Shiksa does that. We know that. But, you know, to what extent? I mean, because these people in the op-ed, in the Woodward book, these anonymous sources, and sometimes not necessarily anonymous, because Woodward seems to be naming some names, are saying that they're purposely undermining the president. And, okay, I stopped using the term, Emperor Donald. Okay, I still will say Empress Melania, because she deserves it. But still, I mean, we know that Trump is has plenty of flaws, but our President Trump, he at least to an extent is undermined. At least to an extent, this is what is the military term for it when you don't obey orders. But this is going on. It's going on with regards to the military. It's going on with regards to probably the entire administration, the Homeland Security for sure, Justice Department. I mean, that whole Rosenstein thing, insubordination. I mean, there's massive insubordination. And these people have gotten to the point where they can, in some cases, openly brag about it, in other cases, anonymously brag about it. But they brag about it. And then the media, I will say the Jewish media, Jewish-dominated media. My shows have, by the way, on YouTube, are just routinely, what is it, sanctioned. They are prevented from being shown in large parts of the world, Europe in particular. This show is censored. It's a censored show. And I do plan on making a show purposely avoiding any topic that should get it censored, just to see if it's censored. Because I don't even think that these people are even. I think they're just automatically censoring the shows. There might be a algorithm that does a voice to text transformation and establishes a transcript for the show, and then another algorithm goes through and looks for keywords, and I just said the word Jew, and so I think it's like, okay, National Bugle Radio, if they use the word Jew, then they're going to be banned. At any rate, I got myself off topic, but yeah, the Jewish press then turns into a hero. They turn into a hero, these people who, openly or anonymously brag about undermining the president, brag about their insubordination. So that's a big deal. So I'd like to talk about that, and I'd like to talk about, I'd like to talk about the insubordination. I'd like to talk about the Syrian, what happened in Syria, the Russians, President Putin. What is he going to do? Because this news article from ABC/CNN, it does quote military spokesmen, generals, who are saying, well, that the defense ministry spokesman, a general Igor Yevgenievich Konashenkov, I think I got the pronunciation right, says that Israel used the Russian plane as cover, putting it in the crosshairs of the Syrian air defenses. And there doesn't seem to be a controversy that it was a Syrian missile that hit the plane, not an Israeli missile. Yet the Russians are putting the blame squarely on Israel. So, this is very interesting. We have, and even President Putin is talking about it. He says, I'm going to quote, here it's more like a chain of tragic accidental circumstances because Israel didn't shoot our plane down, but there's no doubt, no doubt at all, that we will have to take a serious look at what in fact happened. And our view of this tragedy is set out in the statement issued by the Russian Federation Ministry of Defense, which has been fully agreed with me. So, we have this Ministry of Defense spokesman who says, as this General Konashenkov, as a result of the irresponsible actions of the Israeli military, 15 Russian servicemen were killed, which is absolutely not in keeping with the spirit of Russian-Israeli partnership. So, what's the Russian-Israeli partnership? I mean, the Russian-Israeli partnership as it pertains to Syria, has been that Syria is, or that Russia is trying to help, or is helping President Assad fight against ISIS. The partnership with Israel is that Israel gets to fight against Assad and assist ISIS as long as it doesn't directly involve Russia, as long as it avoids Russian military assets. And that when, I mean, it's a bizarre game. It's a surreal, is it even kabuki? That, you know, Russia's over there trying to help the president of Syria win a war against these Islamic extremist invaders. And yet it's coordinating with the backer of the Islamic extremist invaders, allowing this war to go on longer. It's a weird game. Now, Russia continues, I mean, Russia, in spite of this, and this has been going on for 18 months, with Russia's help, President Assad has backed the ISIS / Al-Qaeda into this one last corner of Syria, Idlib province. And the Israelis are pulling out, the Israelis and their minions in, like, General Mad Dog Mattis, like our own military, you know, others, their friends in the media, they are doing what they can to preserve ISIS and extend this, what's called the civil war, but like I say, it's really a foreign invasion of Syria. I mean, Russia has played on balance, the Russian role in Syria has saved the secular government of President Assad and has virtually defeated ISIS. So you can't complain about it, but they've done so. They feel that they have to do so at this cost of allowing Israel and the other pro-ISIS forces, including the United States, which is on Team ISIS, to keep this thing going. It's insane, but what is the alternative? I mean, well, there's a lot of alternatives you can think of. One alternative is World War III. So a generous interpretation of President Putin's calculations, and I'm going to give him a generous one because that's how I feel. The generous interpretation is that President Putin feels that in order to avoid a direct confrontation with the United States that could escalate dangerously, that he has to forfeit certain things, forfeit a direct path to victory in Syria and allow for Israel and others, including the United States, to continue to aid and assist ISIS and Al-Qaeda, that he has to go along with this game, that in the end he thinks, and so far it seems to look this way, that he is going to prevail in Syria through this kind of patience, but it comes at a cost. Is it the best way to go? And I have callers who can call in and offer a different interpretation of this. This is my interpretation, and it's one interpretation. We just have about 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes before the next break, and there's one other thing I just wanted to bring up. Apparently, I believe it was this morning, on Megyn Kelly's show on Fox, I believe it was this morning, she had a guest, and that guest, well, she had a bunch of guests. I guess some of the guests were also newsworthy in their own right. I guess this morning she also made the statement about, well, maybe this lady who is accusing Kavanaugh of trying to grope her 35 years later, maybe she liked Kavanaugh and is just just feels bad that he wasn't into her, or something like that. She made some sort of statement like that, but that's not what I want to talk about now. She had another guest, and that was Derek Black. That was the son of Don Black. And I watched that interview, and I guess the interview, well, there was a segment before the interview started where they're showing, you know, Derek Black as a child and talking about his upbringing. And then and that went on for 4 or 5 minutes, and then they probably spent 10 minutes talking to Derek. And I've never met Derek. Obviously, I do the Stormfront show, Don Black's show, most mornings before I do this show. I've only met Don a couple of times, but I certainly don't want to insert myself into those family dynamics. But for those of you who don't know, Derek Black had been the original host of the Stormfront show. Then he grew up and went to college, and in college wound up feeling that he had to, for one reason or another, that he had to denounce white nationalism. But he was interviewed, and as a former white nationalist or a reformed white nationalist, he was still a pretty decent spokesman for white nationalism, even though at the end he was refuting certain things, and he was saying that statistics can be abused and misused, which they can be, and which is something I want to push back on, because there are people who are there's so much good data out there that it really, really rubs me the wrong way when people use bad data in support of our cause. We've got plenty of good data. There's no need to fill in whatever gaps with BS, okay? Because BS attracts flies, and it's not good building material. We don't need to build our narrative using any BS. We've got plenty of good, concrete facts and data to support our position. But at any rate, you know, he's very articulate, and he was making, you know, to Megyn Kelly's disbelief, was saying, no, of course my family never talks about hate. I wasn't raised in hate. They have these certain ideas that white people are under attack in this country. And, you know, Megyn Kelly's like, oh, well, that's ridiculous. Well, of course, then they have the Washington Post reporter citing polling data showing that, 30 or 40% of white people do feel that white people face more discrimination in this country than other groups, than non-whites. And, you know, we have a lot of good data to back that up, to show that these feelings are not unfounded. So if you want, I will put that on National Bugle, a link to that interview on National Bugle. Otherwise, just Google Megyn Kelly, and she's not very good at spelling, so she spells her name M-E-G-Y-N, like gynecologist, I don't know. Maybe she wanted to be a gynecologist. Megyn Kelly, Derek Black. It's a pretty interesting interview, and I will be back after the break.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
National Bugle Radio. I'm taking callers. The call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. Okay, so getting back to the Syria business, we have a report. This is coming from antiwar.com. You can find this You can find this on nationalbugle.com. And as I had mentioned, you had this the ISIS forces, ISIS Al-Qaeda forces in Syria have been gradually pushed into this corner of Syria, Idlib province. And there was a widely expected offensive against them to finish them off. And of course, you had the whole Zionist media, the neocon establishment in the government, Nikki Haley and whatnot, saying, warning Assad not to gas these poor innocent ISIS people in Idlib. Don't gas them. And then saying, oh, we've got information that the Syrian government has approved orders to gas these poor innocent ISIS people in Idlib. Well, okay, so there's been a meeting between Russia and Turkey to establish a new buffer area, which would at least for the time being postpone any final offensive in Idlib. We have William from Montana. William, welcome to the show. William?
Yeah, it's. I've been following this whole thing in the Russian press last night in the morning, and it's really difficult to understand what is happening. I mean, a lot of people in Russia, there's a lot of Russian nationalists that are saying, Putin, you can't keep taking this. You know, you can't keep turning the other cheek. You need to take bold action and support the honor of Russia, from these attacks from the West. And that's kind of a very, you know, simplistic understanding of this. There's a few things that need to be understood, and that is Putin was elected to look out for the interest of the Russian people and the Russian nation. He wasn't elected to look out for the interest of Syrians or even the other conflict that usually doesn't get very much play in Western press, the interest of the Ukrainians. Now, even though that's the case, he has been extremely effective. I mean, the very fact that he is still there in Syria and the Assad government hasn't fallen. I mean, this was supposed to be, you know, 2 years ago, this was supposed to be a NATO-US CENTCOM slam dunk. I mean, it was just a matter of time before we went in there and split the country in threes, and we gave the bottom third to Israel and, you know, the top third to Turkey, and then the United States would basically go in and take over the middle third to make sure that, the Syrian people would elect a good leader and kick Assad out. And the fact that, you know, years have passed, and this has not only not happened in Syria, Assad is still there, and the Syrians are basically, you know, the Syrian army under Assad has basically won this war, you know, with the last remaining, stronghold of terrorists being protected by the United States in Idlib province. So if you actually look at this, it's not turning the other cheek. In many ways, you could say that he has played a very conservative and very effective game, not only keeping Assad, you know, in office, which is the will of the Syrian people, but also liberating many, many Syrians who were under the foot and the knife of the terrorist. And the fact that one of the things that I see happening is that the cost for the United States and in a sense also for Israel, although the Israelis will probably be the last to understand this, the cost for their aggressive interaction or intervention in Syria is going up. It's going up in the world view. And one of the things that happens in the news process, I hear the music there.
Yeah, you hear the music. We'll be right back with more from William, and we're going to be adding George from Greece to this conversation too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to National Bugle Radio. I'm talking to William. And I actually, if you don't mind, William, I'd like to have kind of a panel discussion. We have George from Greece, who's also called in.
Excellent.
Okay. And it seemed that you were saying that although there's people in Russia, and certainly outside of Russia, who wish that President Putin would be maybe a little bit more direct in standing up to Israel and promoting Russian national interests, that perhaps this is a game he feels he has to play, and at least he's making progress. He hasn't been overthrown. He's still there. He's making progress. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that, he has been enormously successful in Syria, and he's done that, by staying in there and keeping Assad in there, which is the will of the Syrian people, and the war, for all practical purposes, has been won, with the exception of this last confrontational process in Idlib province. What is happening there? Why can't you just go in there and clean this up? Well, that's where you come head-to-head with the United States and NATO forces. And that is one of the most potentially explosive things, which probably should be. But, while he's been criticized for doing nothing, actually he's been doing quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he's done is with these recent meetings with Turkey, because Idlib province borders Turkey. And so you have to have Turkey, if you're going to have a solution there, you have to have Turkey involved with this solution. And so he's made inroads in setting that up so that eventually the United States is seen as the odd one out. They are the ones who are, protecting these terrorists. This last, you know, and they need, I think, the United Nations and Israel and all the cabal related to that. They need to keep this last enclave of terrorists from being defeated, because that's the last, that's the place where they can have the spark to reignite this. You know, they still haven't given up. But in world opinion, you know, while all this is happening, you start seeing some of these coalition of the willing, you know, like Germany and France and Italy, you know, starting to say, this is ridiculous. We, our peoples and alternative opposition parties in those countries are saying, what are you doing? You know, why would you want to join the United States if there is a chemical weapons, you know, attack? You know, if Assad, right at the moment of his victory, final victory, decides that he just loves killing people with chemical weapons, his own people, you know, why would you allow that farce, that false flag, which everyone knows is going to be coming, why would you let that cause German, Netherlands, French, and Italian troops, you know, to actually go along with this charade? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, while you're saying, while some people will say, well, he's not aggressively taking the fight to Israel or to the United States or to NATO, in fact, he's winning in the world of public opinion, mm-hmm. and this coalition is starting to fall apart. Plus, he's having many other successes in other areas, and the EU, especially Germany and Austria and Netherlands and other EU countries, are starting to see that this whole sanction thing is a farce.
Okay.
They're starting to walk away from it. So that is another type of victory.
Right.
But it doesn't involve, you know, like, I've got bigger guns than you and I'm going to use it.
So the situation can be a lot more complicated and difficult than people might appreciate. George, welcome to the show.
Great afternoon to you guys, and good morning to you, Dr. Slattery, in California.
Well, good morning. So, what is on your mind?
Well, I believe that Vladimir Putin and Russian officials are expecting something big. There's no other explanation for them being so patient and taking in that much of an insult for the last 3 years after Israel started bombing Syria wholesale and without any pretense. So I believe Vladimir Putin is expecting something big to occur. I don't know the nature of the event, what the nature of this event is going to be, but I believe he's buying time. I believe he's buying time, and I believe that kind of event will not necessarily have to do with the war front in Syria. Maybe it will have to do with something else. For example, the banking system, or maybe China or Europe. I believe he's expecting something big, and he's trying to be as patient as possible. There was news about a month ago that the frequencies of the CIA office in Moscow and other major Russian cities have been silenced. I mean, the HF, high-frequency emissions from CIA hotspots in Moscow and other major Russian cities have been silenced. There has been a purge of infiltrators, especially from the U.S., in the Russian Federation in the last 2 years, with a culmination of the silencing of CIA offices in Moscow. I don't know what's happening. I believe he's expecting something big, and he's trying to be patient. What's your opinion on that?
Well, William, so, I mean,
I think that's a brilliant analysis, because this this battle, this war, is being fought on many fronts. And in many respects, I think this whole Ukrainian and this whole Syrian thing is where the Western press gets caught. You know, they throw this up as the biggest thing that's happening. But if you look at the economic changes that are coming about, and you look at how many countries are ditching the U.S. dollar, and how weak that is, and the growing national and international private and public debt, you will see that there's a huge battle, you know, looming on the horizon, and it doesn't concern planes and guns yet. You know, I think that it's serious. I think it's dangerous, but I think that Putin is playing a very cool hand in this whole game. And he's winning. He's winning in the eyes of the world. Many people are starting to see just how insane. I mean, the interesting thing about the Israelis is they really believe that they're on top of the game. You know, they're pushing their weight around. Nobody is standing in their way. But what is happening? And you never hear this in the Western press. There is a huge opposition growing inside of Israel that says that we are playing with fire, and it's not even in the interest of the Israelis, you know, to the way the Likud and Bibi Netanyahu is playing this game. And there are also support in the United States in the Jewish community that says this is giving us a bad name. This whole thing, what we're doing to the Palestinians, they suppress this, but the word is getting out. So again, the people who think that they're kicking everybody's butt are actually just showing what brutish, you know, insane people that they are. And that is one of the things that Putin has done very well. And I think I think George is incredibly brilliant in pointing out that this doesn't necessarily have to be all about the Ukraine or Syria.
Mm-hmm. And
yes, and
I just want to throw one more thing out here. We have this ongoing attack on Donald Trump, who has publicly campaigned on trying to have better relationship with Vladimir Putin. He said it many times. He thinks he could get along with him, and in fact seemed to have gotten along with him during their meeting, which he was accused of treason for that meeting by the establishment, by the political establishment here. How does this attack on Trump play into it? Although, George, if you had something else you wanted to say that was important, go ahead and say that first.
Well, just another comment, if I may. There was this big game being played under the table between Russia, Turkey, and Israel. There were reports that there were secret talks being held between the Israelis and the Turks. And the Turks, of course, would not listen about a Syrian Russian invasion in Idlib. So they were gathering their heavy artillery there. And of course, there was at the last moment this decision between Russia and Turkey for a buffer zone that would give some time to the loyals to Turkey to flee the area, the jihadis. Okay, so that was a surprise move on the part of Russia and Turkey, and the Israelis, I guess they didn't like that, because that would mean that after 3 or 4 months Idlib would be invaded finally and reconquered by the Syrian government. Mm-hmm. So okay. I think they're losing their temper, the Israelis. The last night's attack was a clear sign of that. They didn't like that buffer zone decision between Russia and Turkey. I think they don't control the game as they would like to. I don't think they understand what's happening there. In going back to my initial statement that Putin is going for the long game and he's just buying time. There's something big coming, and it all has to do with the dollar, Trump's position in American politics, Europe, maybe even China. Nobody knows. I think he's buying time.
Okay, so forget about the Trump question for now. I have another question, and this is for both of you. So obviously each country involved has their own interests, but at least in the case of Russia and Syria, President Putin seems to have decided that saving the Syrian state, and the Syrian state has Assad as its leader, saving the Assyrians, the Syrian state is a priority. And so that they've devoted a lot of resources to that. Now, Turkey was very much on the pro-ISIS side earlier in this conflict. Their concerns seem to be more about the Kurdish issue, because they have such a huge Kurdish population inside their own country. So my question to both of you is, to what extent do Russia's and Turkey's interests overlap, and to what extent are they at odds with each other, and what should we be looking out for? William, we want to take that on first?
Well, you know, one of the, you know, Turkey has bounced around. You know, they were making a huge bid to become, one of the darlings of the EU. And they were also courting the United States, buying arms and stuff like this. And they were concerned about the Kurds. Once the policy of dividing Syria up into thirds and basically giving the top third, at least maybe not directly, but under the control of Turkey, that was one thing that was bounced around several years ago. But Turkey has run into problems because they need to have good relations with Russia for a lot of reasons, for trade. And the United States is basically told them, you can't play that game. You know, so if you watch the convoluted history of Turkey's relationship with Russia in the last 3 years, it's bounced back and forth. You know, but I think that one of the things that is coming to the fore is that the United States is being seen more and more as at least the economic bully of the world. And many people are leaving that. I mean, if you have the dollar as the world reserve currency, and China and India, and and then Iran and people like that start walking away from it, I mean, this is a more serious and effective attack on the United States' drive for world hegemony. And their whole idea of exclusive, exceptionalism and stuff like that. I mean, the whole thing is starting to fall apart. And so in that case, both I think Turkey and Russia see that you need to start heading towards something that would be called a multipolar world. It's the thing that really does exist in reality, in spite of what the Western press tells you. The United States is not the unipolar power of the world, even though they try to push their weight around. And I think in many ways, Trump, I mean, one of the things that's actually a factor that isn't factored into this very often is the upcoming midterm elections, because that's going to be a very interesting thing. If everybody is predicting this or that, and the Democrats and Lindsey Graham, and people like that are saying, here's how we can tell whether Putin is still influencing our elections. And that will be as if the Democrats don't take over the Senate and the House. If that doesn't happen, then we know that we're being under attack.
Oh,
my
God.
We have to, you know, up these sanctions, you know. So that, that's something that's going to happen, and I think that's at play right now in this whole thing.
All right, well, we're going to break, but we'll be right back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back to National Legal Radio. So we have a few minutes left. George, would you like to either address my question about the overlap of Russian and Turkish interests or anything else?
Just the Russia and Turkey situation there. Okay, Russia has two main aims. First of all is multipolarity. And then the Eurasianist project. Okay. About the Eurasianist project. Russia needs Turkey for the Eurasianist project.
And may I ask, is this Eurasianist name. Project? Is this the thing that, what's his name? Dugin is pushing?
Yes, of course. They want to form an alliance between all the Eurasianist territories, former Soviet republics, India, China, all the way to the west, all the way to Turkey. And Turkey is an invaluable asset in the completion of this project. They have been very patient with Turkey. They need Turkey. Turks have roots in Central Asia. They have strong roots with the Uyghurs in China and Central Asian republics. They are all Turkish speaking, mind you that. And Turkey is an invaluable asset. Turkey holds holds Constantinople, sadly, for a Greek, and the Straits of Bosporus that the Russians need in order for them to have easy access to the Mediterranean from Crimea. And, of course, Turkey is an invaluable ally. But Turkey, while having in their minds the Eurasianist project, also, they also have their own agenda, which is the reemergence of Ottomanism, as described in two books by the former Minister of Foreign Affairs of Turkey, Ahmet Davutoğlu. He was a professor of international relations. He wrote two books describing the new Ottoman project. So Turkey has their own agenda, and of course they don't want the Kurds taking the upper hand. The Kurds taking the upper hand in southeastern Turkey. So it's kind of a mess there, because Turkey will pursue the neo-Ottoman agenda, and sometimes will be a rogue state in what regards Russian-Turkish relations. But it remains to be seen where all this is going to lead us. Turkey is a strong nation. It made the mistake of basing their financial and economic advancement in the international banking system. Nothing like German National Socialism. So now they're at the mercy of international bankers, and we all see the results. Maybe it will go down. Maybe it won't. It remains to be seen.
Well, we're coming up on the end of the show. I want to thank William and George so much for calling in. I'll be back again tomorrow. I may well be open to calls tomorrow. I don't have a guest scheduled at this point, so maybe we can even continue this discussion tomorrow. Thank you again for joining me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.